Because Cook Inlet beluga whales are listed as endangered, the Endangered Species Act mandates that critical habitat be identified and a recovery plan must be developed. Mandy Magura is a marine biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service. Magura is a NIMS liaison to the recovery team tasked with developing the plan for Cook Inlet whales. She says the process is complex. It could take decades, and the cost will be significant. That expense may be a major factor for the plan's success, because Magura says the requirement to write the plan is where the mandate ends.
There is a drawback. Just because there is a recovery plan in place, that doesn't mean that we necessarily are going to be given the funding to implement all the actions. One of the requirements of the ESA is to develop a recovery plan. Unfortunately, there is no similar requirement that we will get funding to implement the recovery plan.
The recovery team last met in April. Another meeting is scheduled for February, and Magura says they hope to have a draft plan ready for review by next spring. Oil and gas producers in Cook Inlet are concerned that critical habitat designations and a recovery plan will add regulatory burdens and expense to their projects. Magura says specific actions haven't been identified, but they have made a list of potential threats and stressors.
But they haven't identified any specific one action as being a cause or the concern. So I really don't have the information to give you at this point in time because I haven't seen what they're proposing for recovery actions to be able to know if there is a concern for any one particular industry.
The state of Alaska sued over the EAS listing, but has not appealed a court decision upholding that listing. Doug Vincent Lang is the state's acting director of the Division of Wildlife Conservation and the Endangered Species Coordinator. He says the state also sued over the critical habitat designation, citing two concerns. First, the size.
Especially the designation of the entire west side of Cook Inlet all the way down basically to the outlet of Cook Inlet, as well as Kachemak Bay. And we didn't think that all of those areas represented critical habitat based on the primary constituent elements, which are habitat elements necessary for beluga recovery that the service itself had identified.
Vincent Lang also has concerns that more regulation and the potential for lawsuits could have a dampening effect on future oil, gas, and other development. He says NOAA conducted an economic impact study and the state did another. He says they were vastly different.
We estimated that the overall cost in tens of millions of dollars, where they estimated it on the orders of tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. It's magnitudes, orders of difference between our two estimates of economic impact.
But Alaska Pacific University biologist Dr. Leslie Cornick says designating critical habitat does not mean all development ceases.
That's a huge misconception. It just means that if you are going to do a project, there are a series of steps that you need to take to make sure that your intended project is not going to make the situation worse for beluga whales.
Cornick says it does add more hoops and expense for developers, but she says there has to be a balance between development and nature, and she thinks many Anchorage residents would agree.
I don't know anyone in Anchorage who isn't absolutely giddy when they get to pull over on the side of the Seward Highway and watch beluga whales. And we're looking at losing that. And, you know, I think it's more than just an aesthetic cost. It basically is, you know, another message to the ocean that we don't care.
Dr. Cornick says not caring is a choice.
If we don't care about the ocean, that's a choice that we can make. But then I guarantee you the ocean's going to stop taking care of us. And that will be a very bad day.
Links to the work of the Cook Inlet Beluga Recovery Team are at our website, alaskapublic.org. In tomorrow's conclusion, we'll look at potential causes of the decline.